Audio Bible, Proverbs, Chapter 13. A wise son heeds his father's discipline, but a mocker does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his lips a man enjoys good things, but the desire of the faithless is violence. He who guards his mouth protects his life, but the one who opens his lips invites his own ruin. The slacker craves, yet has nothing, but the soul of the diligent is fully satisfied. The righteous hate falsehood, but the wicked bring shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards the man of integrity, but wickedness undermines the sinner. One pretends to be rich, but has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. Riches may ransom a man's life, but a poor man hears no threat. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is extinguished. Arrogance leads only to strife, but wisdom is with the well-advised. Dishonest wealth will dwindle, but what is earned through hard work will be multiplied. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. He who despises instruction will pay the penalty, but the one who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning one from the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the faithless is difficult. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and shame come to him who ignores discipline, but whoever heeds correction is honored. Desire fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but turning from evil is detestable to fools. He who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Disaster pursues sinners, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is passed to the righteous. Abundant food is in the fallow ground of the poor, but without justice it is swept away. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. A righteous man eats to his heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked is empty.